Matthew chapter 28, I'd like to begin reading in verse number 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord had descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, ye. For I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Our Father, we thank you so much today for this special day that people around the world will at least acknowledge the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank you for those who gathered here in this place today, because we know that he is not in the grave. He is risen from the dead. And I pray that we might be touched in a very special way to realize every single day we serve a risen Savior. And I pray, dear God, if there be one here today who may be here for the very first time, may be here because it's Easter Sunday, may we realize that Jesus was raised from the dead, that man who was born in sin might have an opportunity to have his sin forgiven and live forever with the wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I pray this morning you'll speak to our hearts in a very special way. Thank you for the special music that we've heard today. Now you take full control. Take me as your servant. Cleanse me of sin. Empty me of self. Fill me with thine Holy Spirit. You bless the preaching of God's holy word. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. Across this world today, people will gather and have some kind of a service in recognition of this special day we call Easter. Sadly to say, many do not know the significance of Easter. There'll be all kinds of worship going on and reenactment of the cross, and people even driving nails in their hands to be able in some way to recognize what we call Easter Sunday. There'll be some people who will dress up and put on a suit or a new dress and come into the church for the very first time, because somewhere along the way they have been taught that Easter is a day that everyone ought to at least go to church. However, Easter Sunday morning is more than just going to church, is more than just recognizing or reading about or hearing about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Easter is about the fact that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. There's always been all kinds of confusion about this special day. Such was the case the very first Easter Sunday morning that we've read in several passages here found in the Word of God. We find Mary and other ladies that had come that morning to a tomb. They showed up that day because 3 days earlier they had witnessed the fact that the one that they loved, the one that they served, the one that they were loyal to, hung on an old rugged cross. He'd been beaten. He bled. He'd been mocked. He'd been talked about. He'd been criticized. And there he seemed to be hanging helpless on the cross. And by the way, even though the people writing books about the murder of Jesus Christ, let me tell you one thing this morning. Jesus Christ willingly dying here that day, they showed up that morning and came to the cross for the purpose of anointing a dead body. As they showed up that morning, they looked and they saw that the stone had been rolled away. And then the angel began to say to them, "He is not here, for he is risen." And notice this, "as he said." And by the way, over and over he says, "I'm going to be raised from the dead." And we often say, well, if they knew that and they believed that, why did they show up that morning? They're expecting to find a dead Savior. Let me tell you something. Before we criticize Mary and the others who came, let's look at the fact that maybe they didn't have all the faith that he was going to be risen from the dead. But I'll tell you one thing they had that I think the world ought to have today, and Christians ought to have today. They have a lot of love and a lot of loyalty for the Son of God. And by the way, if you've been saved today and you've been raised spiritually from the dead, and one day you will be raised physically from the dead, oh, how we ought to love Jesus Christ. How we ought to be loyal to Jesus Christ. It ought to be that I love him not just on Easter Sunday, but I love him on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And yes, Sunday I start all over again because my Savior has been risen from the dead. He said, the angel said, "He is not here. He is risen." Aren't you glad today? We don't have to be confused about why we show up at 6:30 on Easter Sunday morning. We're not here looking for a dead Savior. We're here because he has been risen as he said. And now we have an opportunity to worship and serve him. I'm reminded of this morning that three times the body of Jesus Christ was laid. For instance, over 2,000 years ago, the Bible says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn," in Luke 2:7. We find that they laid him in a manger. But what did they do? I mean, there was no room for him in the inn, so they laid the baby Jesus in a manger. What did he do? I'll tell you what he did. He grew up, and for 3.5 years, he lived a sinless, perfect life for the sole purpose of one day that he'd be crucified and be risen from the dead according to God. So they laid him in a manger. He got up and lived a sinless life. Then one day, after 33.5 years, the Bible tells us they laid him on a cross. What did he do? He was smitten. He was spit upon. He was slain. But what did he do? He gave up the ghost and died and shed his blood for you and for me. And then today, we celebrate Easter. They not only laid him in a manger, and he grew up and lived a sinless life, they laid him on a tomb, and he gave up his life. But they laid him on a cross, and he gave up his life. Then they laid him in a tomb. And what did he do? In 3 days, he was raised from the dead. And that morning, as Mary and the others came, and the angel said, "He is risen, as he said." And I want us to think this morning, the reason we're here today is because not only was he laid in a manger and grew up and lived a sinless life, laid upon a cross and gave up his life, but he was laid in a tomb and was risen from the dead. So I want you to understand, the tomb is empty. Thank God we have an opportunity to serve a risen Savior. I want us to go back in this passage here this morning, and I want us to take a look at this empty tomb. When they showed up there this morning, the first thing I want you to notice, there was an investigation that took place that morning. They investigated that tomb. Notice, if you would, here in the passage I want to share with us this morning, the investigation of the tomb. The angel said, see the place where the Lord lay. They took a look at this tomb. Now keep in mind, they expected to find a dead body that they might anoint. So as they came in and investigated that tomb that morning, the first thing they noticed was the door was open. I mean, the tomb of the door was open. And they noticed that open door, and by the way, the Bible says, and came and rolled back the stone from the door. In other words, the angel rolled back the stone from that tomb that morning. This tomb had a big stone. This tomb had the Roman seal. This tomb had the Roman guard. When they showed up that morning, they noticed that the stone was rolled back, the seal had been broken, and the soldiers were like stone. And the door was open. And by the way, the door was not open for Jesus to get out. The door was open so that they could get in. They wanted them to investigate it. And the one thing they wanted to see, he is risen. Just like he said. And they found that open door. And by the way, because that door is open, guess what? If you're saved today, we have access into heaven. We're going to be with Jesus Christ someday. Because that door was open, I am assured of my eternity in heaven that day. They found the door open. They found the napkin inside that was tucked very nicely and folded up. It was symbolic that Jesus Christ had conquered death. Death has no more sting today because when Jesus Christ got up out of the grave, he conquered death once and for all. So I want you to think this morning, spiritually, mentally, in our heart today, when you think about the tomb, let's investigate. The tomb is empty. Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. And you put your faith and trust in him today, death has no reign upon mankind today. Oh, would to God that people would not go back looking for a tomb with a dead Savior, but they'd investigate the fact he is risen. The tomb is empty. Empty today. And Jesus Christ conquered the death. Death passed upon every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, came out of the womb with a sentence of death, not only physical death, but eternal death, separated from God forever in a place called hell. But because the tomb is empty today, the door was open, and Jesus got up just as he said. You put your faith and trust in the risen Savior, death has been conquered once and for all. They investigated that tomb that day, and they found that the tomb was empty, just as he said. The second thing I want you to notice in that story, not only was there an investigation of the tomb, come and see. Come look for yourself. And by the way, when they went in that tomb with Peter and John, they saw in that tomb, I mean, they were spreading these lies that the disciples had come and stolen the body of Jesus Christ. They went in and they found that he went orderly. I mean, when Lazarus came forth from the dead, he was still wrapped in his grave clothes. But when Jesus was raised from the dead, the clothes were still there and the napkin had been folded. He orderly went out. I mean, it was prophesied before he was ever born that one day he was going to be raised from the dead. Investigation saw he's not here. He's risen just as he said. And then the second thing I want you to notice, there was an invitation to come. He said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And when you look at that particular Easter morning, there's an amazing thing that happened. You see, the women that came to look in the tomb did not see or hear the earthquake and all the thunder and the lightning. Those were symbolic signs for a message of condemnation that those who did not believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were going to face death and face the condemnation of not believing. But the women who came, and notice the very first thing the angel said to them, fear not, fear not. There's no reason for you to be afraid. There's no reason to fear. Realize the fact, for I know that ye seek Jesus and put your faith in the fact he is not here. He's risen as he said. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the resurrection has a message of condemnation. If you don't believe in the risen Savior today, there's nothing to face in this life but the judgment of Almighty God. For those of us who trust Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, there's no reason to fear. After all, he's risen as he said. Jesus Christ is not in the tomb. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for you and for me. The invitation for those who are saved is, fear not. You don't face anything in life when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Or there are consequences all around us. There are all kinds of things that happen, but we have this assurance, because we know the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear our circumstances. We not only have a risen Savior who's seated at the right hand of God making intercessions for us, but because he was raised from the dead, guess what? One day we're going to be raised from the dead as well. Investigation. Come see. Come take a look. Look at the tomb. Take a look. He's not here. The tomb is empty. He's risen as he said. Those soldiers shook with the earthquake and the sounds of judgment. If you don't believe that he got out of this tomb, you'll face judgment someday. But Mary and the others who came, he said, fear not. It's a message of comfort. I know you loved him. I know you were loyal to him. And if you're seeking Jesus, you have absolutely nothing to fear. We see the invitation. And then lastly, there was an instruction to carry out. He said in verse number 7, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. When you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you have your sins forgiven. When you really believe that the tomb is empty, when you really believe he is risen as he said, when you have been washed, your sins have been washed away, there's a message to carry out to a lost and dying world. We're to go quickly and tell them there is an answer for all that we face in life. And that answer is in a risen Savior. The tomb is empty. He says, go quickly. Go quickly. Give out the message and tell them it's a message of comfort and joy. We have a lot to shout about, a lot to praise God for today, because we didn't just get up this morning and come in here at 6:30 in the morning in a hopeless situation. We came in to sing about and pray about and preach about and talk about and praise about the fact the tomb is empty. He is risen. He is risen, just as he said. Can you imagine that first Easter morning? 3 long days, they had wept and cried as they looked on the cross and they saw him beaten, brutalized, suffering like no human being had ever suffered. They took him down from that cross and put him in a tomb. All they were hoping was that some way, they could just have an opportunity to anoint his dead body. That would have meant a lot to those who loved him, a lot to those who followed him, a lot to those who thought he was everything in the world to them that they had lost. But as they got near that grave that day, they noticed that the stone had been rolled away. The angel was sitting on the stone. The great Roman seal had been broken. And the soldiers guarding the tomb were like stone. I'm talking about a people who were looking to just anoint a dead body. Can you imagine how they felt when the angel says, "You're not. You're looking for Jesus? He is not here. He is risen, as he said." Go quickly. You tell his disciples, we'll meet him in Galilee. And the joy that flowed in their hearts, they had a lot more than an opportunity to anoint a dead body. They had the great joy of knowing the tomb is empty. He is risen. He is risen as he said. Hey, Easter is far more than what this world has pictured it to be. It's about a little baby who was born in a manger, grew and lived 33 and a half years, sinless, that he might take our sins upon himself, be nailed to an old rugged cross, and willingly give up his life, be put in a tomb with a stone sealing and a Roman seal for the soldiers to guard it, and the stone was rolled away. He was risen from the dead, just as he said. And today we worship because the tomb is empty. Let's bow our heads and pray.